Hello everyone. In today's podcast, we will be having two guests over. It's a pleasure for me to introduce Lily, a principal in a regional school that wants to implement uniforms. And Max, a student of a school in a different district that already implemented them. Today, they will be debating about them. First of all, Lily, what motivated your school to consider implementing uniforms?
In many schools, clothes have become a motive of comparison and exclusion. The school uniform is a practical solution that reduces differences and creates more equality between the students.
So, Max, what do you have to say about that?
I don't agree with Lily because I think uniforms restrict freedom of expression and creativity. The students should choose what they want to wear to feel safe, comfortable, and themselves.
Max, in your experience, did uniforms reduce bullying or social comparison, or did students find other ways to compare themselves?
I think the school uniform doesn't reduce bullying, because bullying does not rely on the clothes. There are accessories, shoes, social differences, but also non-physical things, because people will always find something to criticize.
In my experience, uniforms can help reduce some bullying and social comparison, because students can compete as much with expensive clothes or brands. Of course, bullying can still happen for other reasons, as Max said, but uniforms remove one common reason for comparison and can make the school environment more equal.
Lily, do you believe uniforms improve discipline or academic focus? Why?
Yes, I strongly believe uniforms improve discipline and academic focus. They remove distractions about clothes and brands, so students can concentrate more on learning. Uniforms also create equality in a more serious school environment, which encourage better behavior and respect.
Max, is the uniform comfortable and practical for everyday school activities?
No, David, not all uniforms are comfortable or suitable for different weather conditions. It is also sexist because girls are forced to wear skirts, even in winter. And also, if students feel uncomfortable in their clothes, it can be harder for them to focus and learn in class.
Lily, I also heard that some families worry about the cost of uniforms. How do your school address that concern?
That's a valid concern, but many schools try to solve it by making uniforms simple and affordable. Some schools also offer second-hand uniform or financial help for families who need it. This way, uniforms can still promote equality without creating extra financial pressure.
Yes, but they are still very expensive. In my experience, they cost around 250-400 euros, and most families can't afford that.
Wow, that's impressive, Max. That will be it for today. Thank you to all of our listeners and our two guests. See you on our next show. Bye-bye.